Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Sitting by the stove, sitting in the kitchen in Ohio. They can't smell the coffee because it's gone cold. The kitchen's on fire, but neither one of them knows. She don't see him, it's as if she's gone blind. His hands are numb from working all the time. For just one reason, he sits searching his mind. She shakes her head, she knows it's nothing he'll find. No sweetheart, no honey, no sugar, no cream, just a cold little cup that once held a dream. Unsatisfied, desperate, the siphon screams. If you don't wake up, he's gonna drown in that cup. Wake up, it's time.
I think all of us could use some coffee right now.
Oh, yeah. This is the first week I haven't had it.
What?
Oh,
boy.
No
coffee?
Nope. None.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast. In the room, it's a sausage fest with tacos, somebody else going on elsewhere. So basically, we got Steve in the room.
Yes, we do.
And we've got intern Christopher in the room. And we have Amber.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
He's not in the room, but she's here. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Boy, this is going to be fun. We are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. We are the only podcast to continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show. But if you are also looking for a podcast that's fun, interactive, and that you can be a part of every week, like a family reunion or getting together with your friends at a bar, that's the most fun, then this podcast is also for you. And for those of you who recently found us, thank you. We are so glad you're here. If you would like to be a part of the show today and join the conversation, you can maybe play. There's all kinds of things. The phones aren't going today, so you can get on online with us.
Anyway, we got an interesting show for you guys today. We'll be catching up with each other. We got movie reviews with Paul at 10:15. And today's spinach day, so we'll be talking about spinach. And we have a special guest coming in for that. Last week, we tried to get on this, but we didn't get a chance to. We got spring cleaning tips and things that make you think. Plus, we also got funny signs and a whole lot more. So, and then we'll be playing a game at the end of it all. So, also, be remember, you can download the show for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. And besides calling in, if you want to interact with the show, there's several ways you can do it. Just comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Send us a message. And Your Weekly Dose, if you want, send us a personal message. You can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. And today's theme is The Coffee by Billy Falcon. Great singer-songwriter and really cool guy. He also works with Jon Bon Jovi on a number of songs that he co-writes and everything. And I don't know, I like it. It's a really, really cool tune.
There you go.
So, and mainly the reason why we're choosing this because it's National Coffee Day is the reason why we're doing it. So, Such a good song, Billy Falcon. Love him. He's a songwriter.
Is the whole
thing about him. Yeah. We've talked a little bit about him before. And if you get a chance, look him up. He's written a number of songs with Jon Bon Jovi. And, of course, any of the music that we play, you can also always get it from our website. Just go to our website and click on our Amazon banner and get it from Amazon. All the great music is there. All you need to do is click on it, and away you go and download other things. Yes.
Clickety-clickety-click.
God, I keep hearing this voice in my head. There's nobody else here, but I keep
hearing her. I know.
It's really
kind of distracting. I'm a magical little fairy when we're not having technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. What a day. Did it go out again on you? No, nothing.
The sound keeps going out, and we're having a lot of fun this morning doing this. Tech isn't always perfect, you know?
No.
It's one of those magical things that you just got to...
And here's the thing, is that you wanted to try it this way. I wanted to try it another way. So you know what?
I know.
So, there you go.
I know. You love giving me the middle finger, don't you?
I do. I do. And sometimes these two at the same time.
Yeah, right.
It's your technique and everything. Okay, well, just keep signaling me that whatever that...
I will. When I make this zero, that means nothing's happening.
Yeah. That means you just can't hear us, so we can hear you still, though.
Okay, good. I'll try to, like, you know, I can't read lips as well. Only yours. But I'm here again. Oh, he's messing with me.
So, just getting close up on the camera there so she can see my big fat lips.
Okay, don't do that again.
She was also on the receiving end of that. That was no good. So... what time is it? It's 10:07, so a little bit after. We're running a little bit late already for the show. We got a big show for you guys, as we said. So let's kind of catch up for us.
Thank you.
I think everybody's sick today, too. So
allergies, colds.
Oh, God. So
check.
So let's start with you, Amber, since we got you on the technical.
Well, I'm home today. It's been quite an eventful week here. Lots of work, juggling things, lots of interviewing for jobs. And I landed a job yesterday that I have been testing and interviewing for, oh, my gosh, I want to say 3 weeks. And it's a job I really, really, really wanted with a local company. They're called Iron Fire Workspaces. It is a co-work space company. The CEO has a bunch of different other companies, but this is his like baby here in Long Beach. So I am going to be on their main team doing community hosting, running, managing the play, the office in Bellflower that's opening up, advertising, marketing, you name it.
Cool.
Wow.
I like it.
I'm so excited.
That's good. No, I hope you get it, sweetheart, because you definitely deserve it. You definitely
I am so
it.
Excited. The tests I had to take, the 4 different interviews, it was grueling.
So you're saying you got the job?
I got the job. I've been pestering the guy all like the last 2 weeks, like, hey. And then finally I got my offer yesterday, so I'm really excited.
Good. It's about damn time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's so strange how the sound keeps going. But it's great. I'm starting out part-time and training with them so I can ramp up with my schedule with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's local. They're amazing. The 2 guys that run it, it's fantastic. I am very excited.
Good, good. Steve, how about you, bud? How was your week?
That was about it. I did nothing all week.
Wow. Well, it sounds like then Amber and I had busy weeks then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I did was ride my bike to the park and have lunch there.
Well, hey, that's something.
Yeah. So.
That's good.
That's it.
Well, I think I was about... Go ahead,
Amber. His dent on the couch. He made his dent bigger.
Yeah.
On his couch.
There you go.
Or bed.
Or bed. Or bed. Yeah. I think my week was about as busy as yours, Amber.
Yeah.
Because Monday... I got invited to. I met this one guy online through
Uh-oh.
Craigslist,
Uh-oh.
A guitar player, and pretty much he's kind of green. I keep calling the guy Paul, but that's not his name. His name is Jason, and I kept calling him Paul. And he met another gentleman, a bass player, Martin, and they're both kind of equivalent with each other. They're very, very green as far as what they want to do, what they want to go play. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, you know what? If you are on guitar and the other guy's on bass, then I'll play drums. That way we're kind of all equivalent with each other. So we had a jam session on Monday at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And it worked out really well. You know, we kind of clicked and everything, but there's a lot of growth that needs to happen for these guys. So this is going to be a project for me that's just going to be more tongue-in-cheek and kind of fun overall.
That's good, though.
Yeah, and it's just going to keep me in practice with the drums.
Yeah, so keep the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, and what's nice, too, is that when we go to the studios, I don't have to carry anything except my cymbals.
Nice.
Everything else is there, my cymbal and my stick bag, and that's it. Nothing else. So I love
traveling
it.
Light.
Yeah, I love it. The drum set's already there. Excuse me. So, but then during the week too, I caught a cold, so I've been sick. So I'm coughing more than usual, and then I'm also I was out about a couple of days basically, just being sick, and my sinuses, the pressure just right up against my forehead. And in my nose, you could probably hear it, you know, like
a little bit.
Oh, God. I mean, like taking NyQuil or DayQuil and Alka-Seltzer plus cold medicine to help relieve the pressure and everything, and trying to drink as much fluids as I can, you know, and everything. So it's just been a...
Do you ever use a neti pot? I swear by it.
You know what? The thing is with the neti pots, it helps for the moment.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. My body just creates so much mucus when I get sick that it's just better if I just go through the motions. Because as soon as I do the neti pot and it cleans everything out, I step out of the shower, put on my underwear, put on a t-shirt, start getting dressed.
Bam.
It closes up again, you know. And it's like why did I even bother? You know, I've even done those little drop things where you drop it in the shower, and it's supposed to be that eucalyptus.
The vaporizing stuff,
the eucalyptus stuff or whatever. And I can smell it for about maybe 30 seconds, and then after that, it's no good.
I have to do neti pot several times when I'm sick. Like a good 3-4 times a day when it's really bad, because you have to keep flushing. It's a continuous thing.
For me, it would be an all-day thing. It's like, hook me up to a hose that's got a
tank.
They
have that. They have those.
I got to walk around with a tank, and another tank is what it is.
They're handheld now. I'll send you some links on Amazon.
Oh, no. I've seen them. Because there's that new one or whatever you get where it pushes it through now. And then
yes.
And it has that tank or whatever. So it's supposed to help for your allergies. Bite me. It doesn't. You know, because like I said, I have the regular neti pot, and I do it up one nostril. Sometimes the water doesn't even go through. It's that much in there.
Yeah, you should let that...
And I really got to put some major sea salt in there so it burns through, kind of a thing. And, oh, it's uncomfortable.
Like burning a sea slug that's up your nose?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It is a royal pain. And then, like I said, I'll clear it all out. And I'm like, ooh, I can breathe and this and that. And then all of a sudden, you know, once I get outside or whatever, it's like it closes up, you know, like a virgin. I just, no way. I can't get in.
That's how JP is. He suffers really bad like that, too, from the allergies.
Really?
Poor kid. All night long, I just hear him all night long. I'm like, dude, take some Sudafed. That's our last hope at nighttime sometimes for him is take Sudafed.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's Alka-Seltzer plus cold medicine because it'll relieve the pressure right away.
That stuff is really good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the cherry flavor. That way it matches my Vicks, the DayQuil or NyQuil.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do, like, lime or, like, citrus with the... The cherry syrup? No.
No. If you could do that, you got to get the pineapple version. That way it tastes like that pina colada.
Just have some whiskey while you're at it.
Might as well, you know. Might as well. I mean, it's just easier that way.
Oh, geez. To be sick. It's this damn wind.
It is, because I think you started to feel it too, didn't you, Steve, with the wind?
Oh, yeah.
Nice ad.
I'm sitting here staring. You got me sitting here, and it's not my fault, but I'm looking straight out the window, and I'm just kind of mesmerized. I just sit there and look at the trees. So, and Yeah.
Hello, East Coast. It's beautiful here in Southern California right now. So
we don't mean to brag, but
yeah, exactly. To our syndicate stations out there right now, it's like, sorry guys, don't know what it's like over there. Everywhere else in the other country, because Indiana, you know, is where we broadcast, and of course also on Delmarva on the East Coast. So, but then we had another tough week too. I lost two family members this week also.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
So yeah, one of them was my aunt. It would be my mom's first cousin. When she passed away, Nora. And then, unfortunately, on Karen's side of the family, my wife's side, her aunt Toy passed away, which is her father's sister-in-law, basically.
Aww.
So she passed away. And so, and they're on the East Coast also. As a matter of fact, they're in the Delmarva area.
Wow, so. Is the weather that bad?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that bad or not.
I got a new phone, and I'm like trying to find.
I only have Ohio to go on, so I'm not really sure. I know that Ohio's been a little cold, snowy on and off. It's been kind of crazy there.
Mm-hmm.
One day it's like in the 50s or 60s. The next day it's like freezing and cold again.
Yeah, well, that's one thing for you, Steve. You got a new. Well, we talked about it last week a little bit too. Your new phone and.
Oh yeah.
One of those Samsung S21 5G phones.
And then your new tablet.
It came with a free tablet.
Yeah. How are you working on that? You watch a lot of movies?
Oh yeah.
I wasn't going to say porn.
Yes, you were.
I saw your eyes.
I saw your eyes.
Yeah, you saw my eyes? You want my lips again?
Let me just say it opened up a whole new world for me.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's not that big, but still, it's like bigger than a phone. And so it's like, look at that.
It's like two big iPhones, basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the pluses, that's how big your tablet is.
His tablet's like it's just a little bit bigger than my actual Samsung phone.
Yeah, it's like two of them put together, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so Steve can, you know, do one thing in one hand and hold the movies in the other.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm probably like making coffee or breakfast or something, you know.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he's not sitting there, you know, or anything, you know.
Clapping.
Yeah, clapping. Is that what he's doing?
I applaud.
A round of applause.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, you know what I think we should do, though?
What's that?
Is maybe we should talk to our buddy, Mr. Paul Preston.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Let's throw this mess to him.
Absolutely. All the way from Burbank, California. Welcome the man who brings us the movie reviews that we all love to hear, especially when he makes a big mistake, Mr. Paul Preston. Hello, Paul.
Did somebody say Sausage Fest?
Here we all are.
Dude, you should see how we are organized right now in this room. It's amazing.
Well, what have we experienced so far? We Amber got a job, Steve's struggling with technology, and Sean clicked with a guy he met online, and his body creates a ton of snot. And we got to getting out of the shower, his virginal sinuses. I mean, so far the show's been a real treat.
Yeah. That's why I've been staring out the window.
I get it.
Well, first of all, we want to wish you, even though we were there last week, but happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you. It's good to have you.
It was so fun.
Anyone out there, steal this idea while you're still slow to get vaccinated. Last year, my birthday was just a mess. I was here and I didn't know what to do. I didn't even prep for a cake, so I made like vanilla pudding, but at least it held a candle upright. And I had a bunch of friends of mine singing for me on Zoom, but you know, they can't hear each other. The pace was all off and the whole thing was just a mess. God bless them though. They were good friends to want to like get a hold of me. It was like seven or eight people. But then afterwards someone said, oh, here's what you do. Cause I throw big ass parties. I bring like 30 people over. There's a theme. It's a whole big crazy thing. And I'm going to do that this summer just for no reason, just cause I couldn't do it the last two birthdays. So prepare to be invited to a white trash picnic, guys. It's going to be fun.
Woo!
Nice. All right.
I'll bring my guitars over then.
I'll bring my Ohio.
Week, instead of one party with 30 people, I did 6 one-hour parties with 5 people apiece. So we could keep the social distancing. Still see a ton of people and have a good time. So that was fun.
It was good. It was good to see you.
I know it's a hype, so thank you.
Yeah, it was good to see you, you know, and I saw, as a matter of fact, the funny thing is, it didn't come across my Facebook page as regular. So when I was checking everything on Saturday, it was just kind of like, oh, wait, Paul's thing's today. Steve, we're going. Okay. And we we drove up and we went and grabbed a bottle of wine and, you know, figured that'd be a good, nice little birthday present for you.
So yeah, typical label for you guys to bring. Menage a trois. I think that was you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Me, three flavors. Is that what, that's what it means.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Up,
the two of you show up to see me with a menage a trois bottle. I'm like, wait a second.
Hint, hint.
I'm not one of these guys you meet online.
Oh, no.
That's true. You don't play guitar that well, so.
That was.
Oh, hey, bang,
that's,
zoom.
That's terribly true.
But, you know, actually, he actually plays pretty well. He actually does rhythm pretty well. So, but you have a confession to make now, don't you, my friend?
I do. Actually, first, the tech thing. I can't hear Amber all that well, so if I talk over her or miss something she says, my apologies.
Okay, I'll try and do the adjustment here.
I figured that was the case. I'll talk right into my mic.
I can barely. It's what are you going to do? That's technology.
I'll just be quiet. It's difficult, but I'll do it.
Oh, great. That's when she comes in.
Yeah, she's louder. She's louder in hell in my my headphones. She's like she's screaming.
Oh,
well, I came here and I talked to you guys about this on Saturday. I came here to say mea culpa, Zack Snyder. My bad. Apologies. You may remember what I said last month on the show. Do you have a clip of that?
I do. I have the part one and the part two. So here is the part one.
In this Justice League Snyder cut, guys, it's not going to save the DCEU. You're doubling down on the thing that wasn't great.
Right.
It's like, you know, can we get more Jar Jar? Maybe that will help save Star Wars. No. Yeah. Snyder may not be interested in giving us the full DCEU vision that he once had. He may not be tasked to do it. It may be too late. Frankly, I don't know. But it's interesting to see what he has made and what he can make when given control of his film. My friend Adam, who I work with at the Movie Guys all the time, he and I were talking about this. I can't remember which one of us said it, but it was, or if we heard it somewhere. But it's a great thought. It's not so much, because I've always said Kevin Feige is the genius behind Marvel, that's just known. That's not even me being, you know, like wise. He just, because of him, much of Marvel's cinematic universe has been a rapid success. But it's not so much that Marvel has Kevin Feige. It's that Marvel doesn't have Warner Brothers. So I think it's Warner Brothers that's getting in the way here. Now, one of my favorite producers in Hollywood is Jason Blum. You guys like Blumhouse movies?
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. They're pretty great, and they've done things like save M. Night Shyamalan's career because he was off making After Earth and Last Airbender, spending a ton of money, being a director for hire, not having an adapting thing. It was like, no, bring it back to what you're good at. Jason Blum gave him $10 million to make The Visit, did a Split, same with Glass, and next thing you know, he's back, and he's making challenging and interesting films, and his next one called Old, which you probably saw a trailer for at the Super Bowl, also looks great. So Blum gives directors final cut, and he doesn't force a release date on them, and he just asks that you keep it to a low budget. And next thing you know, when a movie like Unfriended is made, Unfriended is made for like $40,000, it only made like $30 million, which, if you know, Justice League makes $30 million, it's a tremendous failure. But for Unfriended, that's a huge, huge hit for $30,000 to $30 million, you know, or
right.
$80,000, $30 million, whatever. So that's the route that Warner Brothers should be going. Instead, they get in, they meddle, they mess with things. They don't let. They're so forcing a release date on the original Justice League that they kick Snyder to the curb. They bring in Joss Whedon, who, you know, made a couple of great Avengers movies, but the whole system was flawed from the beginning because of that rush. And now that there's no rush, you get to see what Snyder can do. Now, go ahead and play clip two. You got to go a new direction, and sadly, I don't think Snyder's it. We're going to get more CGI nonsense, more pulverizing fights with no emotional backbone. Like the dramatic tone underneath that? That's very exciting.
I love it. Yeah, that's really good.
When I called in, that didn't happen. Just, yeah, I put that in. it'd be great if you guys gave a soundtrack to your callers. But, now with Snyder given the space and time, he's made a Justice League that is moving. I suddenly care about Cyborg. Like, man, was that guy subjugated in the previous version? He has one of the most emotional storylines in the movie. And when allowed and given the time to take a deep dive, he's a real interesting character. His powers became more clear and his pain was very real. So I thought that was great. One of the big things I enjoyed about the movie. Am I hearing a song?
Well, you said you want a background, right?
A little background.
Oh, get the hell out of here. I'm like, I'm talking about Cyborg's pain. I feel like, wow, should I be talking about, like,
Sunday
Stroll? Well, wait. Maybe this one will work.
Guys, Justice League was a fun one. Metropolis and Gotham. Well, boy,
like
was it Dark Side something fun, huh?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Wow, you can tell it's the morning because I wasn't even in on the bit. Forecast. That was good.
You weren't alone there, Paul.
Yeah. See, and then Paul, when you're on the road, I have this one for you. Oops, but come on, trigger it.
Zack Snyder's Justice League. Witness the amazing speed of the Flash, the tormented pain of Batman, the resurrection of Superman. And, of course, the man-machine freak known as Cyborg. Steppenwolf. He needs to find three boxes that are not unlike the Infinity Stones and make his way into the total destruction of the Earth along with Darkseid. Don't miss Justice League!
Yay! That was so good!
That was perfect, buddy.
That really worked.
That was excellent improv. He's a professional.
So anyway, listen, my point is, of course, I'm now recommending Zack Snyder's Justice League. If you haven't put in the 4 hours, you know, it may not be something I rewatch, but you got to see it once.
How quickly, though, does it go through? Because I remember watching, I think it was Endgame, and I just felt like, God, this thing is going on forever, you know?
Oh, well, disagree with that. I still think, you know, Endgame has better pacing than Justice League in terms of excitement.
Uh-huh.
But
does it move quickly or does it move real slow and you're going, wow, this is a 4 hour film?
You know, I even just maybe want to take back what I just said because, you know, there's action sequences all over the place. I mean, the ones you remember from the first Justice League.
But right.
I don't know just given the time to tell the story, he righted all the wrongs. You know, like, everything has weight. There are more stakes than there previously were.
Mm-hmm.
He's the action sequences, which used to play out as tiresome and hammering, pounding effects-a-thons, you know, play out more thrilling. So those sequences certainly are fun and exciting, and I don't know, maybe because I cared, it never felt, in both movies now, Endgame and Justice League, I kind of never lost interest. You know, and my favorite part of both movies, thankfully, you know, they took a lot of Joss Whedon stuff out, but one of my favorite moments in Justice League happens in both versions. I'm like, good, they didn't take out my favorite part, which is when Superman is resurrected. He's got everybody, you know, in his hands, and he's still sort of half, you know, possessed by the mother box, and the Flash is going to handle things. And the Flash starts running, and out of the corner of his eye, Superman sees Flash running, and the Flash has that face like, oh shit, Superman can see me. No one can see me. I'm fat. Oh, I'm in trouble.
Right.
Superman, and he go at it. And I was like, that, you know, because that's been such a long-standing comic book conversation, is the Flash is the fastest man on Earth, but is Superman as fast or faster than Flash?
Right.
So they just handled that moment, and it handles with such and how glorious for Superman to just be Superman. You know, people, and for two movies, people have hated him now. He's an alien. He can't be trusted. He's more powerful than we are. He needs to be governed, whatever. He's resurrected after dying in Batman vs. Superman here in Justice League, and after shaking some ring rust off, he's Superman. And there's an iconic Superman moment that are his final moments in the film. And how much did I need that? Because I just thought they've handled the character very wrong.
Paul, how much was it important, though? Because we saw all the pictures, when Schneider first was doing all the directing and everything, but how important was it for us to see Superman in his black outfit?
Oh, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about that. I'm not a big, huge comic reader.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't, I imagine there's tons of Easter eggs in there that I don't even know. If you're going to have 4 hours, you better fill that thing with stuff for the fans
right.
that they're going to enjoy. But a lot of that I just don't know about.
Okay.
Is the black suit like a big deal thing?
Yeah, because it was the suit that he wore after he got resurrected in the comic books. So I think they're just trying to keep it in touch with that. But I'm just wondering how important was it? Because I know with the original, the theatrical version, you know, he was in his traditional, you know, blue outfit, blue and red. So...
I mean, listen, it is a 4-hour length. It's because it's a lot of slow motion. I mean, you speed up half the scenes and movies 90 minutes. and I still have issues with some of his music choices. I always say I have with Zack Snyder. I mean, the pop music moments in the film work the least successfully. And the end credits says Hallelujah again, as if we need to be reminded of the most awkward moment of Watchmen. And there's a theme whenever Wonder Woman does anything that sounds like this Amazonian war cry.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, every time she does anything, here's Wonder Woman. Yeah. It's so consistent, it became, like, humorous, and I don't think that was their intent.
Right.
Overall, the point is, why is it movie studios are the only ones out there who think they have the stones to know what's best when it comes to somebody else's creation? God, you hire a guy, let the guy do the work. I mean... if a chef made food and on the way to the table, the waiter said, I'm just going to spruce this up a little bit, a little bay seasoning in there, and maybe add some chocolate syrup. I mean, you're like, no.
Well, no.
I want what I bought, you know, or like someone hires a guy to make a sculpture and he puts it in the library in your hometown. And then someone goes up there, you know what, I'm just going to spray paint a big thing on this and maybe add some silly string, you know, like. They hire the guy, let the guy do the job, let the chips fall where they may. And if we waited for 2 Justice League movies, man, the DCU EU would have been paid off much better than it was. Because I'll be honest, I didn't like any of the DCEU movies
right.
and until now.
How much did you notice or hear of pushback that Christopher Nolan got when he was doing the Dark Knight trilogy, though?
I don't. What went on there?
No, that's what I'm asking. So I'm wondering why then all of a sudden, if, you know, because they're both Warner Brothers films, why if with one director he didn't get any pushback, yet with Schneider, you know, there was.
Yeah, you know. See, that's crap. And I was behind it because I'm like, yeah, Batman vs. Superman and Man of Steel were really underwhelming for me. But then I got to think to myself, wait a minute. I want the guy who directed 2004's Dawn of the Dead to succeed. I want the guy who directed Watchmen to succeed. I want the guy who directed 300 to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw that happening in this more masterful 4-hour cut, in the end I was pleased. And then I was pissed because Warner Brothers just needs to get their act together.
And one thing that you and I have always said back and forth, Paul, is that for whatever reason in recent years, Warner Brothers has been screwing up on the live action, yet on the animation side, they do everything right.
Why
they can't do that on the live action is beyond me.
Yep, agreed. The box office returns are there. You know, if a movie as awful as Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice made the $1 billion it made,
mm-hmm.
maybe when Justice League comes out, you go. Let them do what they got to do because this is, or maybe they always interfere and makes money anyway. So they think we should keep interfering. To me, it's basically just executives going, we need a reason to keep our, it's Blazing Saddles. Gentlemen, we got to find a way to keep our phony baloney jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Hurrah.
Men in power with all the money.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Always what it is. Men in power with money.
Paul, we're almost out of time right now, but next week, though, I know you wanted to also talk about the Oscars. When is the Oscars coming up?
April 20th. Hang on. April 25th. Hey, I can come on the 24th. We can talk about that.
Okay. All right. Because I do want to make sure that there are a couple of movies or whatever. And we might have you on maybe in the middle of the month, too, to kind of give us a nudge of which ones to go watch also. as far as the nominees are concerned and everything and all that stuff too.
That's true. Yes, do it mid-month next week to give people time out to go see things. Because as ever, they, you know, nominated a bunch of stars and didn't dig deep enough into the nominees. So Oscars, I might even just say, yeah, the Oscar nominations are great, but see these things that weren't nominated, you know. But we'll talk all about that.
All right, we'll definitely do that, buddy.
Right on. Go see Justice. I mean, it's also chapters. Justice League, that was different from the first movie, so you could parse it up if you want to or need to based on your schedule, you know, treat it like a series, you know, watch part of it, next day watch some more, watch a couple chapters this day. So it is recommended. And Zach, I'm sorry, been smack talking to you, Zach Snyder, my bad. So that's Zach from your show, Zach. No.
yeah
I think he and I are in line on all this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he would definitely agree with you. All right, brother. Well, we will catch you then in a couple of weeks then.
Cool. Count on it.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you then. Take care, Paul. All right. This movie, it's just, I want to see it, you know, the whole big giant thing, uh-huh. You know, and see how much of a change it is.
That's like a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah. We lost Amber on the feed right now, so we're trying to get her back.
Amber! No wonder I didn't hear her. She's usually, you know.
Yeah, bye, Paul!
Bye,
Paul! So.
Well, that's okay. You know, this is such a wonderful...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great sound.
Isn't that a wonderful sound? There we go. Yeah, she's got no sound. Okay, so can you hear?
I can see ya.
Okay, you can see
your pretty face. Can't hear anything yet, though.
Damn right, it's good looking, baby. All right, there you go. You got us now.
I do. I just want to sing. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's how I'm feeling. Roll with the punches, baby. Roll with the punches.
Exactly. So. All right. Well, I know our producer Zach doesn't care for this that much though, but you know what? Sometimes, like you said, we got to roll with the punches.
Yes.
You know, and the whole thing is that today is National Spinach Day. So, you know, I figure what better person for us to try and get than one of the most famous guys who loves to eat spinach, but Popeye himself. So he's coming in the room right now.
Oh, blow the man down, boys. Oh, blow the man down. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good, Popeye. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to be seen. Was that Amber?
That's Amber, yes.
Hey, Amber. How's your muscle?
Look at this. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, oh, jeez. She's almost there.
Oh, yeah.
Her bicep is almost like your forearm.
That's like a tank on a battleship.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, you know, I happen to know a little bit about spinach.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. So interesting facts about spinach.
Where's olive oil?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. One. It's native to Central and Western Asia. Yeah, well, that was exciting. Interesting fact number two. Spinach is thought to have originated in ancient Persia. Oh, I've been there lots of times. That's a great
place. You sailed to Persia, Popeye?
Yeah, Persia, Popeye. It is not known by whom or when spinach was introduced to India, but the plant was subsequently introduced to ancient China.
Wow.
Oh, it was Vietnam and that combination back then.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't with China then.
No, that's more recent years.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
It was known as Persian vegetable.
Oh.
As opposed to spinach.
I can't make the laugh work. Oh, there, that's better.
Do you want me to do the laugh for you?
if you're so inclined. Yeah, that's lovely. Okay, the first written evidence of spinach in the Mediterranean was recorded in three 10th-century works. The medical work of Al-Razi, known as Razi's in the West, and the in two agricultural treaties.
Hey, Popeye.
One, but yeah.
How's olive oil doing?
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She is. We just went out the other night and she had spaghetti.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she misunderstood when I told her to have spinach.
Got it.
Yeah.
How's Sweet Pea doing?
A little. Oh, he's. he's so wonderful. Yeah, okay. I got to read these names because...
Well, just go on to the next one. That's fine.
Well, I got to read the names. Ibn Washiya and other by Custis al-Rumi. It's Rumi. Especially in my head. Okay, spinach became a popular vegetable in the Arab Mediterranean and arrived in Spain by the latter part of the 12th century. Spinach came to England and France in the 14th century. It's an annual plant. You eat the leaves. And there's three basic types, savoy, flat or smooth-leafed, and semi-savoy. I was always semi-savoir faire.
Has Bluto been bugging you lately still, or is that feud kind of over?
Bluto's just a wonderful friend. He's
after
almost,
all these years?
Yeah, after all these years.
Kind of bury the hatchet now?
Yeah, we get together on the weekends and, take a little dinghy out into the bay.
Well, that's no way to talk about olive oil.
She has a good time.
Well, that's good.
Oh, no!
Okay, now, guess what?
What, Papa?
Spinach has health benefits.
Really? Like why?
Okay, they include skin care. It takes so long, though. The leaves are small. You try to rub them all over yourself, and you have to go through a whole lot of leaves because
it's
good for your skin.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's how you do it, Popeye. I think it's more of an internal, you eat it, and then it's nutritious for your skin.
What the hell is that?
That's Amber.
Amber?
That's how you glow.
It's this voice coming out of the walls here. Oh, my God. This isn't...
Careful, could be olive oil. You never know.
Hey, Olive, are you here? Okay. Anyway, also, it improves your eyesight, except you have to be real careful when you rub the leaves on your eye.
Right, right.
Stronger bones, stronger muscles. Regulated blood pressure.
Hey, Popeye?
Yes?
How do you rub the leaves on your bones and on your muscles?
Very carefully.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Wasn't sure if it was done through osmosis.
You knew what was going on in my head right now.
No.
No, we don't.
Managing diabetes. It says that it will manage your diabetes. So does it stand up there with a chalkboard and a pointer and say, okay, look, this is what you're going to do, diabetes. Okay, it's good for your heart. Anti-cancerous benefits and prevention of age-related macular degeneration. And also hemophilia. Exactly.
Wow, many health benefits.
Yeah, oh boy.
So spinach is obviously very, very good for you. It just doesn't make you strong, but... and give you superpowers like it does to you, but, you know, it's definitely...
I perfected the art of eating spinach.
Well, it comes out of a can, though.
Well, yeah, but you have to get the can open.
That's true, and there's been numerous ways that you've gotten the can open.
Uh,
Well, you know, you buy fresh spinach. Fresh spinach is the best.
Voice again. What the hell is that?
Don't worry about it, Popeye. Just listen to me. But fresh spinach. You want fresh,
fresh
greens.
Fresh. Yeah. Olive oil called me that the other day. I'm not sure why.
I don't know if that's...
Maybe because I eat fresh spinach.
Maybe, yeah. That's all I like that.
Okay, now the...
Is this the finale?
The only thing I'm sad about right now is there's still more on this page to read. Okay. The creator of the comic strip character, me...
About you, yeah.
Yes. E.C. Segar was a vegetarian, and as a way of promoting the benefits of vegetables, he boosted my strength with a known iron-rich food. Popeye has been portrayed since 1931.
Wow.
But only by me.
Only by you.
Yeah.
And you look great, by the way, I must say, Popeye.
Oh, thank you. Is orange my color?
Orange? No, I think black is the new color for you.
Oh,
but
okay. Did
black
you,
and white.
Did you know there's more?
There's more? Is there one more?
Wow.
No, there's... Oh. Okay. Number 10. On average, each American eats 1.4 kilograms, that's about 3 pounds, of spinach a year.
That's not enough.
Only 3 pounds?
Amateurs. I ate that much in a day, for Christ's sake.
And that's why you look the way you look.
That's right. I'm buff. Okay. We have come to the last interesting fact about spinach. Yay! Are you ready? Here it comes. Wait for it. China produced over 90% of the world's total quantity of spinach.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad you came in and told us.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I came in, too.
Yeah, we can tell. Thanks so much.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, what is this, a converted bedroom?
Yeah, pretty much. So.
Oh,
we
wow.
appreciate
Called
it.
Out.
Wow. Yeah. This is yeah. quite a studio you got here.
Thanks so much, Popeye. Well, you know, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, yeah. I want to promote my new podcast. I have a podcast as
oh,
well.
Oh, you do? Yes. Popeye has a podcast?
Yes. It's Everything You Always Didn't Want to Know About Spinach.
Got it. Okay. Great.
All right.
And where can we find it?
Who the hell knows?
All right.
It's just out there, you know, on that Webernet thing, whatever it is.
Internet?
Internet. Yeah. Oh, there you go. I don't know. I don't have any Wi-Fi on my dinghy.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, Sean.
All right, Popeye. Well, thank you so much, buddy.
Adios. Bye.
Oh boy.
Wow.
He sounds different on the phone.
I don't know, it kind of sounds the same.
I still have my crush, you know, like, I've had a crush for a long time as a child.
Yeah. I've always liked the movie Popeye with Robin Williams, though.
That was fun.
I liked it.
Fun, yeah.
They are. What do you mean? Oh no!
Never seen it.
You've never seen Popeye? Really?
Oh,
you know,
not the Robin Williams one. No.
You know what? He got a lot of slack for it because I guess the film didn't do that well in theaters.
Mm-mm.
But his Robin Williams performance in that film was just so damn good. I mean, he did the character justice. He did the character properly. I mean, just the little mumbles that Popeye had, you know, uh-huh. that he would do. Like, oh, I'm going to do it. Whatever it was, you know, I mean, the way Robin Williams did, he did it down to a T, and it was just done beautifully.
You know what I liked?
I don't know why it was a failure, though. I really don't.
What are those mysteries? You know what I liked? I liked Olive Oil's performance in The Shining.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Shelley Duvall.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Shelley Duvall did a wonderful
Poor
job.
Boy, can
she wield a bat, huh?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Absolutely.
Oh, that was mean.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, we have. All right.
Well, moving on, guys. Last week we tried to get to this, but we couldn't because Steve wanted to talk about his sex dolls. So we kind of got some spring cleaning tips for you guys. So I'm gonna pick something here that's a little bit appropriate, maybe.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah, you like that, huh? I used it for Paul. Paul didn't like it, but that's okay.
Oh.
Utilize your space, basically, to stop wrapping paper from piling up and falling all over the place. Try running two pieces of wire at the top of your closet. So you know how you have that lip that's right above the door?
Yeah.
So inside the closet, from the front to the back, run a piece of wire, two pieces of wire, and then throw your wrapping paper up in there, almost like you would do it in your rafter of your garage.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're making your own rafters.
Yeah, and you kind of do it like that. So that's kind of nice.
What the hell are you talking about?
So like in
storing,
the closet.
Storing your wrapping paper from Christmas and shit.
Yeah.
Christmas paper?
Yeah, Christmas paper or birthday paper, whatever, you know, if you're, you know, wrapping and stuff.
Just rip it up and throw it away.
Well, no, this is the stuff for
on
next
the
year. This is stuff you didn't
on the
use.
Rolls.
Oh, my God.
Clever remote control storage. If you're tired of your video games or TV controls being left all over the place, use this simple hack. Simply place Velcro strips on the controllers and the cabinets to easily hang them up when you're done using them. So if you got the side of whatever entertainment center you have, put Velcro on the side.
And you can also put Velcro on your belt. And you can put all the remotes around on your belt, and you'll look so cool doing that. Walk around going
TV Batman.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
There you go. Let's see here. Shoe organizer for the win. Using an over the door shoe ogre. I can't talk. Organizer is. I want to say ogre. I don't know why. Organizer. Ogre.
There you go.
Is also a great way to reduce clutter. So those work really well too, the over the door, and I've known a few people to use them. Have you ever tried those, Amber? The over the door shoe organizers.
I've tried. You have to get the metal ones.
Metal ones.
Yeah. Otherwise, the fabric ones are just pieces of garbage. They'll
really?
Just end up in the yeah. They
okay.
Yeah.
All right. For now, this is not. I don't see too many women use this though. But purses, like the small hand purses, like when they go out, the ladies.
Yeah, clutches.
Yeah, the clutches. So basically, they say grab a file organizer, and then in the area in your closet, you then just put all your clutches there, and that way all your clutches stay organized.
And if you get a clear one, that'd be even better.
What, a clear clutch?
A clear file organizer.
Oh, clear filer, yeah.
You write through all of it?
Tip for men. Here's a good one. It's easy for ties and belts to get kind of lost altogether or just kind of thrown everywhere. What they say is kind of get like those shower curtains and put them around the pole for your closet and then just loop your ties through those. And that way they're all organized that way. Steve is just looking at me like going, I have... Well, you don't wear ties, so...
I think I have two ties.
I've got a buttload of ties, but I haven't worn ties in a long time.
I only have, like, one pair of shoes, so...
That's true.
I don't live high in the hog like that.
Let's see. Here's the code. Tidy up the desk itself. It can be incredibly difficult for some people to work on their desks because it's cluttered. Well, I know because I have mine here. Usually in the space... Use a spice rack as a place to store office items such as paper clips, thumbtacks, and reduce the clutter, which is kind of nice. You know, you put all the different things in there, paper clips or whatever. That makes sense.
That's possible. Or you just keep yourself organized in containers and you just put them where they belong.
Yeah, you could try that too.
Instead of buying a whole new...
I don't know.
Just saying.
Yeah. Just, yeah, we're all saying it. You can reclaim your bathroom counter. If you're one of those women who has dozens of eyeshadows, lip glosses, mascaras, then you'll be relieved that you find a great yet simple storage rack. Pull this off by repurposing an old picture frame and putting Velcro strips on the back of your containers. So that way it looks kind of like it's something there up on the wall, and then all your stuff is there, too. So it looks kind of neat. And it's Art Deco.
Okay, whatever. But no, okay.
Well, you don't wear makeup.
Well, no, even like when I did, you know, when I had, you know, when I had my girlfriend was, you know, living here, but she was an absolute disaster. But put it away. There are organizers for this, and you don't need a gajillion. You're not a fucking makeup artist. Sorry, I'm getting heated on this one.
A little personal there, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Amber goes cholo.
Wow. You know, let's
don't get started on nail polish.
Here, wait. Let's go back to those days when she was there.
I'm angry immediately.
So tell us what it was like then, Amber.
Horrible. Nail polish everywhere. Eyeshadows, blushes, powder, shit, and just nasty toothpaste and just filth. Just absolute. And then, oh my gosh. My nightmare. My absolute nightmare.
All right. Well, let's come back from that dream sequence and come back to today.
Okay.
Okay. And
thank you.
We're back. You. Okay. Well, that was close.
I appreciate that.
That was really close. Let's see here. You can even keep a cabinet under the sink clean. This is always tough for me, and I did like this idea, and I'm going to try it. But you get a small curtain rod that has a spring in it, and you put it underneath your sink, so that way all the cleaners that you have that have a trigger hang on that.
Okay.
And that way all your cleansers and other stuff are at the bottom. So that's pretty kind of cool.
That is. You can get them out of the way.
Yeah, exactly, which is kind of nice. This, my mom loves to use. She's used this for a lot of years. Vacuum-sealed bags.
Oh.
Winter stuff or whatever, especially if you're like a ski person who goes out skiing. Those things get so bulky, you want to reduce everything. Throw them in those bags, let it suck out the air, and they will shrink down, fold it up, put it somewhere else, and it will definitely save you a lot of space.
That's also good for vacation if you're going somewhere where you can redo the bags. If you're going somewhere where there's going to be a way to reseal the bags, when I go to my sister's house in Ohio, I
found space on travel by rolling my shirts.
Oh yeah, rolling is what the military does.
Especially like the t-shirts and stuff like that. Dress shirts I'll fold and I'll stack, but like t-shirts, whatever, I'll definitely roll in, and it saves so much space that way. So you're going to say something, Steve?
I remember like I was at a ski lodge. My friends got me drunk on Goldschlager, and I ended up with a broken leg, a dislocated shoulder, and a concussion, and I had no idea how I got them.
Goldschlager?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's like when you've had too much Goldschlager.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, and let's see. Wow. Wow.
I thought I'd contribute.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
By how much, we don't know. And then this last one. I've seen people use this before also. They says the old soda tab trick.
So
you know, like, you know, you have the tabs of the soda cans?
Oh, yes, all the cans, yeah.
Right, so looking to get the most bang for your buck with a space in your closet, now you can use a simple soda tab by placing it on a hook of one wire hanger and then hanging another hanger on it. This way, it's like hanging two articles of clothing using the space of one hanger. So, like, let's say if you want to match a certain blouse with a pair of pants or something like that, or a shirt with, you know, certain pairs of pants, you put those kind of together.
Yes. So you have to have wire hangers. You can't use those newfangled
thick
plastic.
Yeah, the thick plastic ones are just
No wire hangers!
So, and here's a cool one, too. If you have a lot of old glass cases, you know, glasses. She can't hear me anymore. That means we could talk about her. I kind of like that.
I know.
You know.
I wonder if she's really sick. I think she's just goofing off today.
Could be. She looks fine. Yeah, she looks fine.
I know.
I can't drive. I don't want to drive.
Oh my gosh, you guys! I'm
so
literally...
anyway. Oh, you can hear us.
Hey,
now.
Hey, okay. There she is.
So the last one I had here was putting those old glasses cases to good use. They're saying like for the iPods, like your chargers, your cables, and stuff like that, you're using old eyeglass cases to hold those in.
Okay, okay. What do you do with your glasses when you take them out of the case?
Well, they're on your face, is what it is.
Well, okay. And you set them down. You're putting them back.
Yeah, but okay. They're talking about like old ones that you've, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because we all have so many of them.
Well, you do.
Just laying around.
Yeah, that's just you like do. Shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got as many shoes as you do glasses. So, anyway, so there you go. It's a couple of cool tricks for spring cleaning or whatever. So
I have one trick I have to share with everybody, and
what's
it is
that?
A must. It is for vacuuming. When you vacuum, you border out the entire room first with the hose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then you vacuum, and it gets all of the dust. That's a tip from my great 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 grandma passed down generation. It's the best way. I've taught friends that, and they're like, "Oh my god! Like, how the hell do you not know this?"
Yeah, because I mean, sometimes you get spiders in the corner and stuff, or whatever. And
oh, not I'm talking about the edge down the bottom, like around.
Oh,
the
to me that's regular anyway. That's regular vacuuming.
Yeah, a lot of people do not do that.
See, I have a problem with vacuuming.
He doesn't have a vacuum.
No, I do. Oh. I have a vacuum.
Oh, that's right. You do have a vacuum.
I do, yeah. The problem is that it's the dustiest thing in the room.
Oh, dear. You can't vacuum a vacuum with a vacuum.
Yeah.
Well, if your hose is long enough, you can.
Oh, you know,
it's called a reach around, I guess. So.
Do you guys not clean your vacuum? I regularly...
Oh, yeah.
I'd regularly disinfect my vacuum.
Disinfect your vac? Good Lord,
yeah.
Mine just sits there.
No, I don't just empty mine. I clean mine out and disinfect it.
And change the filters and everything?
Well, I'll just rinse them out. I have one of those Dysons. But that's me. I'm a nut. I'm a cleaning nut, so.
Can you come over to my house and help me deal with mine?
You've asked me this before.
I have a dirt devil. It was $45.
Oh,
it was
wow.
It's beautiful. It's red. A dusty red.
Mm. Well, you know what's time now for, guys?
What time is it?
Things that make you think.
You better think about what's trying to do to me. Think. Let your mind let yourself be free. Oh,
All right.
We need more music like that.
Steve, you go first, bud.
Okay. When your pet bird sees you reading the newspaper, does he wonder why you're just sitting there staring at carpeting?
There we go. Set the mood.
I like that.
Okay. If a word in the dictionary were misspelled, how would we know?
If I melt dry ice, can I take a bath without getting wet?
What are preparation A through preparation G?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How does a thermos know if the drink should be cold or hot?
If love is blind, why is lingerie so popular? Yeah, just ask it.
Okay. Why is it that night falls, but day breaks?
Ooh.
That's a good one. How do you know that honesty is the best policy until you have tried some of the others?
That's true.
Other policies,
exactly. Mm-hmm. How come there aren't any B batteries?
I wondered that.
That's true, yeah. Why is it that bullets ricochet off of Superman's chest, but he ducks when the gun is thrown at him?
That is a very good question, Steve.
That's good. Okay, just threw me off a little bit. Why does he do that? Or punches? Why does he duck for punches? Okay. How did they get the deer to cross at that little yellow sign?
That's true. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. What was the best thing before sliced bread?
If you're in a vehicle going the speed of light, what happens when you turn on the headlights?
Oh.
Wow. That's a good one.
Thought provoking. If crime doesn't pay, does that mean my job is a crime?
Kind of like the podcast we're in.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, he called it out.
If a train station is where the train stops, what is a workstation?
That's where the work stops. Start playing Tetris.
There you go. There you go. Actually, I've got one more for you guys.
Yeah.
I saw earlier. Actually, I saw last night. Wonder if when a dog sees a police dog, if he goes, "Hey, it's the cops."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Show me your gun and your badge.
Yeah.
Woof.
Woof, 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 woof.
There's one you didn't read here on the paper.
Oh. I'll try to. You want to read it?
I'll read it.
You read it.
I like this one.
You like this one?
Yeah, okay.
He's experienced it, that's why.
Yeah. Can you be a closet claustrophobic?
I don't even get that one.
You want to spin the microphone again there?
It's my microphone. I'll do what I want.
Christopher, he just woke up. So.
A closet
claustrophobic.
I like that.
Just wow. Things to.
Do we need to go back to Popeye?
What? I don't know. It's, I do like this. It's like weird time.
Yeah, it's weird, all
right. It's weird time right now.
And the weirdness
Amber
goes.
Has to call in again next week, will we use the same messenger?
No.
Yeah, just
what
no.
I have to say?
No. That's a definite answer there. No.
Go ask Crystal Ball.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Crystal Ball. We got the music up.
All right. Yes. Okay, Amber, go ahead and ask your question.
Crystal Ball, will I make it into the show next Saturday?
That is a likely outcome.
All right.
Good. Let's be a little bit more specific, though.
Okay, you ask.
Crystal Ball, will Amber be late as usual?
Shut up!
It is best not to say now.
Thank you.
You got lucky,
Crystal's
Amber.
Crystal's covering my ass right
okay,
now.
Okay, all
right.
Well, let's ask it this way. Crystal Ball, will Amber be on time for the show next week?
Yes, it is.
Wow, so 9 a.m., bitch, is when you gotta be here.
That's right. The pressure's
unless
on
I
now.
I have to get us burritos, which that'll get me off the hook.
Yeah.
What kind of burritos?
Exactly, see?
No, I'm asking what kind first.
You'll have to wait and see.
Bum, bum, bum.
Chorizo.
Burrito. Oh, little burrito. Breakfast burrito.
What the hell are we doing right now?
It's weird time. I don't know. It's weird.
ASMR.
It's weird time. That's what it is.
Wow.
I kind of like weird time right now.
We need to flarp.
Thank you, Crystal Ball.
We need a flarp?
Flarp. Flarp. You know, whatever it's called, the putty that makes fart noises.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
No, I hate that stuff.
I can't make it work. I've tried, and it just
you can't make. You can't put your fingers in it and make it, huh?
It's filthy.
It's hard to do.
You don't want any of that bacteria-laden. Ew. I don't let my kids buy that kind of crap ever.
Why?
Because it's fixed. It's filth. It's disgusting. It transmutes all these
Fart putty.
And even that slime shit. No, we're not doing any of that. No. We're not making a mess.
All right.
Go do it at a friend's house.
Okay.
There you go.
Weird times going away.
Slime.
No. Whoa. Whoa. What just happened?
Oh, he came back.
Oh. The claw.
This is like my meditation sleep music, which did not work last night, by the way.
I know you. Yeah, you had a rough night's sleep, though.
There was none.
Yeah, that too.
I think it's new job anxiety. Lots of stuff going on right now. Lots of things happening.
Well, you know what's best for anxiety?
Tell me.
Laughter. So we should read some funny signs this week.
How's that?
All right, Amber, you go first.
All right. This week's funny signs. Cleaning is just putting stuff in less obvious places.
That is very true. That is very true.
But in one of my closets.
All right. Okay, there was a guy outside of a Target, and he was holding this sign. He says, "Not homeless. Wife is in Target. 2+ hours. Please help."
That's good.
Only 2 hours?
That's good.
2+ hours, though.
That's like $200 right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. When this virus is over, I still want some of y'all to stay away from me.
I think there's a lot of people
that sign. Yeah. I want that sign. Okay. Next sign. Stop making stupid people famous.
Yes.
Like us.
I can get behind that one.
Well, we can be the last.
We can be the last stupid people to be famous.
Yeah, and then that'll destroy the whole genre. Yeah.
I love this one. This was someone had posted, you know, like you put a post for your lost dog or lost cat?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so this was a lost sign. Lost Roomba. His name is Higgins. 35 centimeters by 9 centimeters high, 2.8 kilograms in weight. Does not bite. Roomba app info, battery at 3%, dustbin at 190%. My husband left our bungalow door open and our Roomba escaped. We followed his cleaning track for 4 kilometers down the beach where we lost his trail. Higgins cannot swim. Please help us to bring Higgins back.
What the hell? That's pretty good.
Lost Roomba, you know. Hey, it happened.
Gio Higgins is gone.
Oh my
Higgins,
gosh.
Honey, have you seen Higgins? No, but I thought he rode out the door, was going for some drinks and coming back, and never came back.
He said he was going to get more gin.
Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't make sense is Higgins.
Hey. Isn't that an Arthur reference?
What's that?
Higgins?
No, what was his butler's name?
What was it? I thought it was Higgins. I don't remember.
I think of Henry Higgins. Henry Higgins.
Let me see if I can.
Oh, that would be My Fair Lady.
Yes, My Fair Lady, yes.
Higgins. I know Higgins is somewhere.
Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins. All right.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Until it takes off.
Yes, this is true.
All right. Well, should we go on, Sean, or should we? Yeah, we're going to go on. Here's the next one. This is a sign, I guess, in front of a little restaurant or cafe. Come in and try the worst coffee one woman on TripAdvisor had in her entire life.
I like that.
That's actually one good way to advertise it, though.
It is.
It is. It makes you curious.
Yeah, one bitch said this. Come over here and try it. See what you think. Yeah. See if you agree with the bitch or not.
I like that. Okay.
Actually, the person who played the...
What's with the bitches and the dirty talk?
I don't know.
That's how he's feeling today. He's in a mood.
Yeah. He told me he was, and we were coming in.
The cast, it was Hobson in Arthur.
Hobson.
That was the name. Yeah, not Higgins, but Hobson.
Not Higgins, but Hobson. That's close.
Close, but no cigar.
You had a H in there, is what it was.
They both have an S, too.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Is it
my turn? Or,
yes, it okay. is.
It's
Amber. It's Amber.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Amber. Go ahead.
My sign says, my mind is like my internet browser. 19 tabs are open, 3 of them are frozen, and I have no idea where the music is coming from.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Especially when it's a damn commercial.
Oh, that's me today. That's me this morning.
Some music woke me up sometime this morning, and I was like, it was very faint, and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Your tablet?
My headphones were plugged into my tablet, and I forgot to turn Pandora off. So I
took
my headphones off, and it was just playing, so I could just barely hear it, and I was like, what?
I did that one night where I had my phone connected to Pandora, and I was thinking, oh, it'll turn off by itself. No, it's not. It continuously plays. So I fell asleep and woke up with music, so I'm like going, oh, okay, cool.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is another cool one. This was found at a zoo. Here are the zoo rules. Those who throw objects, stones at the crocodiles or snakes, will be asked to retrieve them. I like that rule.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I have to clear my throat, but I just do.
I don't know.
It sets up the joke.
For some reason, I think of Debbie when I clear my throat, because she always did a triple thing. But she would clear. Okay, please. I wish she could listen. I feel sad for her. The post-apocalyptic fiction section has been moved to current affairs.
That can make sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth. Yes.
Yeah.
Truth. Okay. See, I don't clear my throat, but I go, ahem. Wait, I do. I do clear my throat. Ahem. This work center has been accident-free since Joe left.
I like that one.
Don't know who Joe is, but yeah.
Yeah.
He must have been pretty clumsy.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Joe. Get out of here.
Wow.
There's some more dirty talk.
Tracking dirty. Dirty.
Oh, boy. This...
Now, this one was good. This was on the door for the maternity ward. So as you enter, it says, push, push, push.
Oh, God.
Makes sense.
Okay. Well, I missed you so much that I made this sign. The dogs missed you so much, they ate our couch. Welcome home. Seriously, the dogs ate the couch.
I've seen that happen where dogs will just rip up the cushions.
Oh, yeah, when I was babysitting Mike's house and he had the dog there, Phronsie, and she just tore up one of the couch cushions. Just, it was all over the front room, and so I took pictures of it. They were in, like, Monterey or something like that. I took pictures, and I sent it. Mike was all like, oh, my God, what's going on there?
I think one of the funniest ones I've seen with dogs, it involves 3 different dogs, and the owner comes home and is asking, who ripped up all the trash? And like 2 of the dogs are like shaking their head. Did you do it? And they're like literally shaking their head. No. Well, who did it? Well, who did it? And then they both kind of look over at the third dog. So the owner asks the third dog, did you do it? The dog got his head stuck in the top trash can lid or whatever. It's one of those that swivels back and forth, and he couldn't get his head out, basically. So it looked like a cone of shame.
He's sitting there
around him, just like looking like, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
What?
I don't know who did it. Trash guy was around. You know.
Wasn't me. You don't have any proof.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, okay. Doggies. I love dogs. Also, Steve's never dog sitting for me. Moving on. Dear Algebra, please stop asking us to find your ex. She's never coming back, and don't ask why.
Ah.
And of course, the X is the letter X.
And the Y is,
the letter Y. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Let's see here. Oh, this is a Velociraptor-free workplace. It has been proudly been 6 days since the last incident. We miss you, Pete.
Wow.
We'll trade Pete for Joe.
There you go.
I don't know if I want to say this last one.
Oh, no, we got you.
All right, okay, well, okay.
I mean, they're our sponsor, but yeah, still, it's funny.
Okay, here it comes. Are you ready? Shop local, because Amazon won't sponsor your kid's ball team.
Hell yeah.
That's so true, though. That's so true.
Unless you get a banner for them to click on.
Right, exactly. On every kid. Yeah, on every kid, yeah. You got to get a banner and click on it, so...
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go, guys. Those are some funny signs for us. All right. Should we play the game?
Let's do it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, a new game show that... Whatever. Quiz me! Quiz you!
That was so fitting. That was
That was very good.
All right.
All right. So intern Christopher has the questions there for us.
Yep. And they're under this paper. All right. Question number one. What is the only mammal that can't jump?
Mammal that can't jump.
John.
White men.
Oh, no.
That is true.
I'll give half a point for that.
Okay, half a point.
Steve. Elephant.
Correct.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
Question number two. Who established the first public library in the U.S.?
Oh, shoot.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, wow.
Steve's two for two here. Good job.
Wow. He can almost go card, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Question number three. All right. How many events are in the decathlon?
Steve. 10.
Oh, wow. That's also correct.
Yeah.
Now, for bonus points, can you name 5 events?
Oh, my God. There's a high jump, pole vault, 100 meter dash, 1500 meters, and the javelin.
Yep, that's 5.
Wow.
No shit, Steve.
Holy cow. I don't think anybody saw this coming, folks. Well, I guess question number 4.
Drugs are bad, kids.
What is the hardest rock?
Sean? Limestone.
No, limestone's porous and
incorrect.
Soft.
Oh.
Amber.
I'll give myself that anyway, but okay.
Yes, Amber?
Oh, granite?
No.
Shoot.
Well, Steve. Diamond?
Yes.
Oh! These are more minerals.
I think he threw everybody off with the word rock.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, sure, mineral would have been better.
The hardest.
Yeah, it is. It even cuts glass.
Yeah.
Mineral.
My nipples are like that every once in a while.
Okay, question. What are we on? 4. Question number 4.
You sure?
That was 4.
Yeah, I'm sure. I counted. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, no, we're on 5.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, Sean. Steve's kicking our ass. This never happens.
Okay, question 5. How many? Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. How many American presidents have been assassinated?
Sean. 4?
Correct.
Yeah. Sean, good guess.
Out of curiosity, can you name them? Extra.
Oh, God.
Bonus points.
Okay, Lincoln, JFK, duh. Those are 2 easy ones.
Yeah, those are the easiest ones.
Yeah. You got 2 more to go.
Wilson?
No, I don't have a Wilson on here.
Harding?
Nope.
Harrison?
Nope.
Higgins.
Higgins.
Henry Higgins.
Yeah, James A. Garfield and William McKinley.
Garfield.
Wow, I was way off.
Oh.
Yeah. Question number 6. What is the name of the river that flows through the British capital city of...
Sean? That would be the Thames River.
Yep, the River Thames.
River Thames.
All right. Question number 7. What is the most widely eaten meat in the world?
Sean? Chicken.
Nope.
Aww.
Amber?
Fish.
Nope.
Shoot.
Aww.
Steve? Do you have an answer?
In the entire world?
Yeah.
I would think chicken.
Who said what?
I said chicken.
I said chicken. Fish.
Amber said fish.
Sheep.
What?
AKA lamb, no.
Lamb.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Wow. Okay, Amber. It's got to be cow.
No.
It's got to be beef.
You're missing another animal. Sean.
The oinky one.
The pork.
Yeah, the porky.
Pig. Really?
Yeah, pork.
Wow.
Yeah, believe it or not, pork. So, question 8. Which nail on the finger grows the fastest?
I know, grow like hell.
Facts.
Steve. Thumb.
No.
Sean. Pinky.
No. Amber?
I was going to say either my ring or my pointer, definitely. I can't decide.
Well, which one are you going to guess?
My ring finger. I don't know
ring
what
finger.
That is.
Nope. I'll give you a hint, though. It's very insulting.
Oh, your middle finger. There you go.
Middle finger.
Yep. Middle finger.
Really?
All right. Yep. Middle finger. It says it right here on the paper, and paper doesn't lie.
You got that paper. You got that info from the internet, right?
Maybe.
Oh, well, there. See, everything on the internet is true.
That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
Yeah. Question number 9. All right. What are the names of all... I read that wrong. What are the names of all the 7 dwarves...
Steve?
Ooh. Itchy, scratchy.
Dumpy. Now, there would be Dopey and Grumpy and Sleepy and Sneezy and Doc and Happy.
One more. Just one more.
I know.
Menstruated.
Oh, no.
It's free real estate.
Happy, Sneezy, Doc. I can't think of the last one.
Anyone else want to chime in?
Come on, Steve. Come on, you can do it.
Was there a drunk one?
There should have been.
That was Dopey.
No, he was just Dopey. He wasn't drunk.
He was boozy. That's
boozy.
Oh, my God.
Which one did Steve miss?
He missed Bashful.
Bashful!
Oh, Bashful!
I don't know where you were getting itchy, though. Why were you saying itchy?
Itchy.
Itchy and scratching.
Itchy and scratchy.
I was like, "What? Where was that coming from?" Okay, last question, number 10.
You know, there was an 8th dwarf named Fluffy, but they didn't think farting would be a very good... thing in the movie. So
wait, how does Fluffy and farting connect? Okay, let's just go to question number 10. All right. What is the name of the famous nurse known as the Lady of the Lamp during the Crimean War?
Oh, I
think that's how you pronounce that.
What?
The famous nurse.
Lady of the Lamp. During the Korean War?
No, not Korean. Crimean.
Crimean.
Oh, Crimean. Thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Crimea.
Young.
Crimea River?
Crimean River.
This is probably going to be the toughest one out of all of them.
Yeah, that's... This is so esoteric.
Yeah.
Any random guesses?
Lady of the Lamp.
Yeah, but she's a famous nurse, though.
Steve. No, it wouldn't be... That's
oh, oh, oh,
no,
oh.
I was thinking. Oh, go ahead.
She's the same one who falls in love with her patients. Florence Nightingale.
Yay!
Wow!
There it is.
All right. Good job, Sean. And
there you go.
Amber didn't get a question right.
No, I didn't. I don't tend to do well when I do it remotely.
Yeah. No wonder it was a sausage fest today.
You get nothing.
Seriously.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Do something about this immediately! 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 Harumph! 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 I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph!
Harumph!
You watch your ass.
You got a little blues inside us.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Such a good. I was watching some westerns this week, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. So good. There's just
what westerns?
There was one called Justice. They're all on Netflix.
Okay.
One was called Justice. One was called Kill City or something, or Kill Something, whatever. And then I watched. And then for the first time, I haven't seen it. I watched Silverado yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, with Kevin Costner and was it Scott? Oh God, Scott.
Scott. Oh God.
No. Oh God, I can't think of his name right now.
Not Bakula.
No. Not Scott.
Scott.
He came out in a few. Not a few good men, but the astronaut one too. I want to say Scott Glenn. It's not Scott Glenn.
Maybe it was Glenn Scott.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, anyway. It was good. Danny Glover's in it also. You know, a young Kevin Costner also is in it too. Kevin Klein is in it. Brian Dennehy.
Oh, from Cocoon.
Yeah. And then Jeff Goldblum is in it too as well. It's a pretty much an all-star cast. It's a really good film.
And that's from the early 2000s, right?
Oh, no. Silverado?
85.
Yeah.
No, this is like mid-80s.
85. Oh, it's from the 80s. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1985.
Oh, you said young Kevin Costner. Okay.
Yeah, very young. I think this was like his third film.
Okay.
So.
It's Scott Glenn.
I was right. Scott Glenn. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks, oh, God. It was a good movie. I've never seen it before. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Well, you know what?
What?
We need to go get some coffee and wake up.
Wow.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Are you really?
And I'm gonna take a nap and do yoga.
And then what?
You can do
whatever
yoga
the hell
while
I
you're
want.
You can do yoga
whatever
while you're
the
napping.
Hell I want.
I said and then what?
Whatever the hell
and
she
then,
doesn't want to
what?
Do. I don't know.
You don't
meditate.
Know. Meditate. Oh, okay.
Meditation.
All right.
Eat food maybe eat food.
Maybe. All right, guys. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Website.
I'm sorry. That just popped out.
It did. Segway. End of the show. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Lord knows we screwed it up. Website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at yourweeklydose. And, of course, Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1.
And if you want me on Facebook, it's Steve Silva. If you want me on Twitter, I don't know. With my new phone, the Twitter app disappeared, and I have to set it all back up again.
Uh-oh.
So.
Tweet him anyway.
Yeah, well, at SilvaLining69. It's probably still there.
Oh, yeah. Amber?
If you would like to find me, just my name, Amber Ash McCary, on all the things.
You know, simple as that. If you want to find me, Sean, on all the social media, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. As simple as that. And also, guys, don't forget to listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday. Also on Lime City Radio at noon Wednesday through Friday. And, of course, we broadcast live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10 a.m. right here in Southern California.
Sunshine.
The sunshine. That's right, baby. Take that, y'all. All right. Go get some coffee, people. Wear your masks. Do nice things for each other. We'll catch you next week. Take care.
Wake up, world.
Looking for her, but she's not what
you'll find it's Sunday morning. This is their precious time. He turns the page and she turns off her mind. No sweetheart, no honey, no sugar, no cream. Just a cold bitter cup that once held the dream. Unsatisfied, desperate, the silence screams. If she don't wake up, she's gonna drown in that.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.